or I've already died. What a cruel trick if the afterlife looked like the inside of a hospital room. Beyond the foot of the bed, a window offers a view of blue-edged mountains that rise above the sleepy town below. I watch the stoplights changing, which they do slowly, as if there's no reason to hurry. As if from far away, muffled through water, I hear the door open. Then a woman in blue scrubs is opening a dressing on my arm, cleaning the skin beneath. I watch the nurse working, feeling my dry lips crack as I smile. Thank you. Startled, she almost drops the gauze.
You're awake?
She seals the bandage with a light touch.
I'm going to get the attending.
I try to nod my head, but my neck is stiff. Instead, I return to the window. Beyond a row of trees, there's a pond, and from here it looks as shallow and reflective as a hand mirror. A white-coated woman with graying-brown hair enters the room, followed by a younger man I take for a student of some sort. The attending pulls up a chair and sits at my bedside.
Good morning. How are you feeling?
She asks me. Hard to say. I begin to study my body. The bandages that cover one arm, the cuts and scratches that line the other. There's a jagged wound on my chest, neatly held closed with tiny stitches. When I lift a hand, I can feel half-healed marks on my face, too. When the forest cooled at night, the dew settled on the leaves. Like a chill mist, a realization settles over me. I don't know where I am. My shoulders tense, and pain reverberates up my neck. I reach up to touch my head and feel a bandage at my temple. The doctor gently pulls my hand away.
We'll get to that. What's important is that you're safe now.
I pull back, rest my hand on my knee.
First, maybe you'd like to introduce yourself?
Why are they asking me this? The whiteboard still reads Jane Doe, and I wonder if they really don't know, or if this is some sort of test.
Or maybe you can tell us what year it is?
2010.
That's good,
she answers.
June 3rd, 2010. You've been unconscious for 3 days.
The doctor nods to the student standing behind her, and he takes a step forward. He's holding a clipboard and wearing an ID tag that reads resident.
We'd like to find your family. Maybe you can try to tell us about where you're from. What do you remember?
My brother? My mouth forms the words as if from muscle memory. When I say them, I'm suddenly aware of a charge in the air, almost as if I expect speaking so to conjure something. I wait for the words to call up an image, a voice. But there's nothing.
So you have a brother?
The resident nods and makes a note.
What's his name? Do you know where he lives?
Miles, I breathe, realizing with some despair that I don't. My chest feels heavy and weightless both at once, and I say it again. My brother. I have to find him.
Yes, but any specifics that come to mind?
I raise both hands to my temples, as if I can squeeze the thoughts loose and feel a sharp jolt of pain. The doctor gestures at one of my bedside monitors with her pen.
You see, this is a stress response. Heart rate up, BP up, but her pulse ox is steady. Miss?
It's something less than comforting to hear them discuss me while I'm sitting right here. At least the resident makes eye contact with me.
You're about 30 years old. You don't have any tattoos or identifying scars. The police returned something of yours.
Police? I interrupt. Why? They exchange a glance, and the attending answers.
It's standard procedure. Would you like to see?
Standard procedure for what? I ask. The resident opens a plastic bag and takes out something silver, which he offers to me. I wrap my hand around it, a tarnished metal.